Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this July 30th, pre-Financial Independence Day and pre-4th of July holiday, we are going to talk, what can we do to celebrate our nation's independence on the cheap sheet? Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're new to the show, welcome to the broadcast. We broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program, the Midweek Update, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and give you 30 minutes of news you can use today to help create financial health and wellness for you and your family. For this fabulous June 30th, we are approaching our nation's Independence Day. And in that vein, how can we celebrate the 4th on the cheap sheet? If the economy has gotten your household down, never fear, we have some really fun things to do for the 4th that won't break your budget and still allow you to enjoy that extra time off. One of the things that a lot of people like to do is to have a 4th of July cookout. Now, one of the things that you want to do is make sure that everybody can participate. So if money is tight and you can't pay for everything, if you want to have a lot of people at your event, one of the things that you can do is have a potluck. And so everybody can bring one thing and tell them the estimated number of people you are inviting and have confirmed to attend. So you want to make a list of the friends or family that you want to have come and create the time. Now, you're doing a cookout, you're going to probably want certain barbecue things. And what you need to do is create a punch list so you're organized, so you don't have like four different potato salads. It happens, trust me, when you're not organized. So what you do is prepare your list and then prepare the foods that you would like to see there. And then as you go making the invitations and you get people to confirm, you can confirm that particular food genre and then check it off your list. And then once you have everybody signed up to bring something in the potluck, all you have to do are things like plates and silverware. And maybe somebody isn't a cook and you don't want to be the cleaner of all of your utensils. The person on your list that's least likely to cook or likes to cook, but is a crummy cook, you can ask them to be the ones to bring all of the plasticware and plates, the paper plates and stuff, so then you can throw things away. And it'll be great because the cleanup will be easy and it'll be low a burden for you financially, and everybody else that participates doesn't have to write a big check to be able to celebrate the 4th, but they can all participate for a small little entry fee, the cost of whatever it is to prepare that particular item. Another cool thing when you're having your party is you probably want to decorate. And Chris Calhoun from Associated Content says the 4th of July can be a wonderfully exciting holiday for kids and adults alike. It's a time for gatherings, family cookouts, fireworks, and celebrating our nation's independence. All of that celebrating can dig us into a hole financially. We've already gone through all of the food and drink and party supplies, but not to mention the fireworks. And here in Arizona, that's not an issue because it's illegal because we're in a big desert forest fire type state. But before you know, things can get out of hand. So how about some garland and swag? These cheap party decorations. It's Tongue Twister Tuesday, except on Wednesday. Anyway, these cheap party decorations are pretty much the standard for 4th of July decor. While they're not the most exciting of decorations, they can probably bring back some great memories of a bygone era floating back, maybe memories from your childhood. They're always bright and colorful, and they can be found at discounted prices if you go to party supply stores or go online and you can have them shipped to you. And also, dollar stores are great places to get decorations. And the best time to buy is right after the season because you'll find even greater savings. Lighting. There are a variety of lighting options when it comes to the 4th of July party decorations, which can add an inexpensive atmosphere to your celebration. String lights indoors or tiki torches outdoors. You can have a wonderful lighting scenario, and light creates mood. If you ever notice on any of these design shows, they always go for the lighting first and set the lighting. And so you can do some neat lighting on a budget. Again, check your party supply stores. But one of the greatest things is you can save seasonally and have this stuff stored up for you. So the next time the event comes around, you're prepared. So if you are not quite prepared this year and are having trouble at the discount stores, just wait until the actual holiday is over, and Monday, July 5th, will be a great time to pick up on all of those things, and you can just store them for next year. Mini flags make perfect 4th of July party decorations. They're cheap, and they can be placed in a number of different areas and used in a variety of ways. You can put them out as cheap party decorations on the lawn, on your porch, inside your home. You can put them in vases and use them as centerpieces. You can add them to your flowers. You can make a base for them that they can be used as individual place settings and put name cards on them. There's so many great things. They even have those little cocktail toothpicks with mini flags. So you can have a ball with those, and they're super inexpensive. How about a beach ball? It's not your run-of-the-mill beach ball you're talking about. How about a patriotic beach ball? You can add some beach celebrations in red, white, and blue that can keep the kids entertained, and you can use these things at your pool for the rest of the summer. How about pinatas? While they're not typically a 4th of July holiday item, pinatas can be a cheap party decoration that can be a ton of fun at just about any event and provide plenty of inexpensive and memorable entertainment. When these 4th of July themed decorations can be expensive, pinatas are usually very affordable. And always remember, if you plan far enough in advance, you can take advantage of online savings and have the stuff shipped to you. How about how to party when money is tight? If you want a celebration that doesn't scream cheap but doesn't result in a financial hangover either, then you can use, like we always do at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, etiquette experts to create ways that your guests and hosts can cut costs. So forget about caviar, ice sculptures, pricey party favors, and designer invites and lavish flower arrangements. There's your start, according to MT Dunleavy from MSN Money. And she says, newly frugal Americans are downsizing in every type of personal celebration, from baby showers to graduations to funerals. But how low can you go? From a reader in the Women in Red message board about recession weddings, describing a park wedding catered by a taco vendor. Some of the guests didn't quite appreciate that, but regardless, you don't have to go that low budget. But remember, given this rotten recession, it's only natural that spending is down dramatically. So although it's difficult to track graduation celebrations, birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, and the like, member surveys of the National Association of Catering Executives suggest that other deluxe affairs have also declined. But what can you do to make things fair for both your guests and your wallet, too? Here are some new forward-thinking rules for the road with regards to etiquette. Now, we always talk in No Seasonal Exceptions about how etiquette saves us from going overboard and not having to worry about whether or not it's appropriate. Because if we're exercising manners and good judgment, we will always be appropriate. What you want to do is follow these four rules, according to MP Dunleavy. And she says that put people first. While you're most likely to remember from an event is probably not the hand-graped napkin holders, you're going to remember the people that were there to share the event. Also, you need to let your guests know what to expect before they get there. So if you're having, whether it's a 4th of July celebration or a wedding, allow people to have a realistic expectation of what's going to happen. You don't want them to think that this is going to be a grandiose white tie wedding when it's a backyard barbecue. So if you set the expectation, those people will easily adjust and accommodate. It's when you miss the mark, when you haven't set an expectation and they have their own, probably a little more grandiose than what you were thinking, is where you get disappointment. But if you let them know what to expect in advance, hey, this is the backyard barbecue. Hey, I was wondering, we'd like to do a potluck. Would you like to bring some food or some of the supplies or drinks? Also, be a gracious guest. If you are one of the invitees to a social occasion and the hosts are trying to cut back, be gracious that you were invited. Your job as a gracious guest is to appreciate the event for what it is and not for what it's not. Don't criticize that maybe the champagne was served in plastic containers and not from a butler with white gloves on a sterling silver platter. So be a gracious guest. It's not about all of the other stuff. It's about the people that you are communing with. And last but not least, I would say last but most important, be honest with what you can afford. Again, that's where those seasonal exceptions came from, because we create these fabulous savings and spending plans, and then we allow these momentary lapses of judgment because we're trying to be extravagant or lavish or trying to impress somebody for something. So only on the surface do occasions seem to require that guests bring gifts or flowers. Now, if you are one of those guests and it's appropriate to bring gifts or flowers, but you know that it's not realistic, gifts are never an obligation. Just because someone has a registry doesn't require you to buy something from them. You know what? Write a nice note. Put it, a handwritten note in a card, goes so far. Especially in today's electronic world where we just whip a text out to someone and then we're done with things. So it's important, as we're being a gracious guest and a gracious hostess, to be honest about what you can afford. You don't have to go overboard. And just because you get invited to a white tie wedding doesn't obligate you to buy a $1,000 present. If a $50 present is all you can afford, then that's what you get. And people aren't inviting you to give them gifts because they're looking to get things. They want you to be a part of their special moment. And that is why you want to take and be a part of the event and not worry about what you're giving. It's so important to focus on people, not stuff. This lifetime is all about the people and the experiences we have, not the stuff, because we can't take it with us. So anyway, we have so much more in store for you on our 4th of July party planning episode of the Midweek Update. I am Heather Wagenmoth, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with the mostest. We will have so much more in store for you coming up right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now! For $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradori. Call Diradori now at 480-661-9662.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, on our 4th of July summer savings party planning. So how can you host a sparkly 4th of July celebration? Well, you can do lots of free things. According to the Debt Diva, you can fill your tummy without emptying your wallet. Most people think cookout or picnic for an Independence Day party, but be flexible with the menu. Don't have your mind set that you must serve hot dogs and hamburgers when there might be an even better sale on chicken or steak at your local grocery store. Scan the grocery store circulars in the newspapers and online. And the Sunday prior to the 4th of July holiday, look for items and ingredients that provide the best savings and create a menu based on those items. Also, if you plan to serve several people, purchase your food items in bulk, like chicken, hamburgers, hot dogs, bread, chips, dips, ice cream bars, etc., from a wholesale club like Sam's or Costco. You can freeze whatever you don't use for later meals. And remember, last week we did online coupons as our feature, and so I would take a look over there for, re-listen to or download, if you didn't listen last week, to the broadcast and find all those coupon websites that have grocery store items. Again, for decorating on a dime, you can have a festive look that doesn't cost a lot with red, white, and blue latex ribbons that you can get. You can use crepe paper, or if you want to create your own garland, you can use colored construction paper and staple them into interlocking loops. If you must purchase items like disposable tablecloths, cups, plastic utensils, skip the stars and stripes themes. Purchase them in a solid color where you could get red, white, or blue, and that will save you some money than the color-coordinated, specially printed ones. They can be used for all sorts of occasions if you have leftovers, so that's the nice thing about that. And if you regularly host events, you can buy those items in bulk, too. Now, for enjoying the Big Bang, they have a lot of the 4th of July celebrations throughout the country. Attend your local community fireworks display instead of purchasing your own fireworks. It's a cheaper and much safer alternative than setting off explosives in your own backyard or your stepson's bedroom. For a special treat for kids, you can purchase glow sticks that can be formed into the necklaces, bracelets, headbands, and anklets, and you get about 8 in a dollar package from Dollar Savings stores. It's a big hit for many small children. If you live in a capital city of your home state, you can go by the Capitol building for old-fashioned Independence Day activities with tours, historic demonstrations, and concerts. And no matter where you live, there's likely to be a parade that you won't want to miss. If not, you can host your own parade in your neighborhood. Children can decorate their bikes and wagons with red and silver garland left over from the Christmas holiday, and you can create paper flags with construction paper and crayons. And if you enjoy the outdoors, you can head to your local park for parent-child fishing tournaments and other festive games. Crafty kids can find many craft activities and printable coloring pages. Just do online puzzle searches for 4th of July. And also remember, relay contests are fun physical activities that kids and adults both enjoy. How about the balancing the egg on a spoon race, a three-legged race, or maybe a balloon pop relay race? There are so many fun things that you can do for this holiday on the freebie. Search online and look for so many great things. Now I want to talk to you a minute about tomorrow. Last year, we celebrated the 4th of July on air, and we also created a Declare Your Financial Independence Day. Well, this year, we have come up with our own day for declaring our financial independence, and that would be tomorrow, July 1st. And so July 1st, every year, here forward, we are going to create some fun festive activities, great downloads, and awesome things to help you enjoy the idea of prospering for you and your family, creating financial health and wellness right now, and then long-term financial independence over time. And the first part, as we start our new season of the radio show with acceptance and affirmation, is just making the decision that enough's enough and you need to move forward and get on with things. And so we have created this amazing document to help you get there. It's called our Declaration of Financial Independence. And if you surf over to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com, www.unlockyourwealth.com, you can sign up for that Declaration of Independence. We will ship it to you. We will print it out, personalize it for you and your family or a friend if you so desire, and ship it to you. And for a limited time through Financial Independence Day, July 1st, what we are doing is we are also offering you a free CD of our first season of interviews from the Unlock Your Wealth radio show, Best Of CD Series. And this has over 16 interviews with some of the top financial gurus of our time, helping you to become financially independent. And that's what we want to do, is foster and encourage your family's financial health and wellness and future financial independence. And so we're going to do that by giving you this CD. It's a $30 value, and it's yours just for taking that first step and saying, hey, I want to be financially well, and I want to work toward my financial freedom. So surf over to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com, fill out the form, click submit, and in addition to that, you will also be the first person to receive free memberships from our membership-driven website that we are launching August 1st. We are so excited to bring you all this new content and media-driven information. There'll be video downloads, audio downloads, so many written downloads of our strategies and worksheets and ways to help you and your family achieve financial independence. So it's pretty amazing stuff what we've got coming up for you. And I just want you to know how important this is, because to me personally, I made a lot of the mistakes that people are making today. And I have learned from those mistakes, and not the easy way, but I've been able to streamline all of those processes and take that to become something that has been replicated over time several times. And I wish I had somebody like me back then, because I read all sorts of books. And it wasn't just that I read these books about financial independence and making money and stuff. It's not like I didn't know to not spend less than I make. But what I didn't know is the how and why to interrupt the patterns that were self-defeating and extremely destructive to me. And that's what makes this so special, because we can take together and accomplish financial health and wellness and future financial independence for you and your family. So I'm excited to bring this to you. Thank you so much for joining us today on our 4th of July special. Please tune in tomorrow, or be sure to circle back and download our special Financial Independence Day tribute that we're going to do tomorrow. Thanks again for joining us. You've been listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhoff Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Be sure to follow us in all of our social media categories and visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. I am your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhoff, and here's to your financial independence. Finally, financial independence can be yours. Make it a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Declare Your Financial Independence.